From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's get right to that report about Malaysia Air Flight 17 shot down over Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard. The Dutch Safety Board concluded that could have been avoided if the airspace above had been closed to commercial aviation. The report had details about how those on board died and said that the missile that shot the plane down was Russian-made. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is at The Hague, where the report was released. And Eleanor, the families have been waiting anxiously for this. So what does it say about passengers?
Well, it tells that they probably didn't suffer long, if they did suffer a little bit. The conclusion of the report said a missile exploded about 1 meter from the left side of the cockpit, and the crew members were killed immediately. The cockpit was ripped off the fuselage, so the plane just came apart in the air, and cold air, lack of oxygen, and flying objects would have killed everyone pretty much instantaneously.
Yeah. What about the claim that if the airspace had been closed to commercial flights, this wouldn't have happened? Who would have been responsible for closing it?
Well, that was one of the very interesting points. Do you know that 160 planes flew over that same corridor that same day? Mm. And this was the only one that got hit. And so looking back, the Dutch Safety Board said the airspace should have been closed. It was the Ukrainians' responsibility, but also international authorities, other states, airline companies. They considered that an armed conflict. They didn't believe it could have an impact on civil aviation, but it did.
Yeah. And the report also says the missile was fired from a region that was in rebel separatist hands. So tell us more about the significance of that.
Well, the report concludes that the missile came from a Buk operating system, which is a Russian-built system, and this was an area within the separatist rebel hands, and they are backed by the Russians, the Ukrainian separatists. So they said, we've pinned down the geographical area. We have not given the exact launch location. This was not a criminal report. It was not meant to say who did it, but it was to pin down exactly what happened. So it does look like it was shot by people controlling the rebel areas, and those would be the rebels.
Well, but it doesn't say who did it, but how far does it go to saying who didn't? You know, there's so many conspiracy theories. Remind us of the conspiracy theories and how much this report will tamp them down or not.
Well, exactly. The head of the Dutch Safety Board who gave the presentation, he said, we also wanted to address what didn't happen, because he pointed out, because it's such a sensitive political thing in the middle of a geopolitical conflict, he said, this is what did not happen. It was not a bomb from inside the plane. It was not a meteorite that hit the plane. And he said it was not an air-to-air missile, meaning a Ukrainian plane, which is what the Russians alleged for a long time, could not have shot this civilian airliner down. And everyone agrees, and there were seven parties part of this report, including the Russians, and they also agreed that it was a surface-to-air missile that brought the plane down. It's just a disagreement over whose surface-to-air missile.
Well, Russian officials are also taking issue with this report. They released their own hours before, so what are they saying?
Yeah, the makers of the Buk system had an elaborate press conference, and they said that basically the missile that entered this plane was too old. It dates from the 1980s, and so it would not have worked on their Buk missile launcher, so it couldn't have been their missile.
Do we know that that's true, that it couldn't have been something that could have been launched by the Buk?
No, right now we don't know that anything is true 100%, but, I spoke with some of the families as they were coming out, and most of them said, we just really wanted to know what happens. One woman said, if we find out who pushed the button, is it his fault or is it his supervisor's fault? She said, I don't really know that that's going to accomplish anything. They were just very glad to find out what happened. It seemed like the Dutch government in this whole, it was a UN-supported investigation, it went to great effort. They even retrieved pieces of the plane up until 2 weeks ago. It was a very difficult site to access in that war zone. And they rebuilt the plane. They made a frame for it and pinned all of the pieces of metal that had come off to show what happened. They did simulations. They really went to every length to try to find out what happened to this plane. And the families of the victims felt that they felt satisfied with what they found out today.
But we do seem to remember that at the time there were reports of separatists who were in the region operating surface-to-air missile equipment. Is there a sense that there will finally be a who pushed the button and who told him to?
No, because, yes, we even heard of tweets where a commander said, I just hit a plane, and then he withdrew his tweet. But people here in the Netherlands, one woman told me, she said, I'm not at all surprised by the alternate press conference that Russia held. She says, this is how they deal with things. Nobody expects that Russia will ever own up to it. So people think here that it will never really be solved, but they feel that they know what happened.
NPR correspondent Eleanor Beardsley, thank you so much.
Oh, Robin, great to be with you.